Borsch. Welcome to the new... Well, I don't know. I shouldn't be welcoming you. This isn't... We're getting a tour today. This is...
Yeah, so remind me why we're here. I got an email about Asylum Productions cutting corners and stuff.
Yeah,
In regards to the podcast, which...
So, the Asylum Group, they are the umbrella company that they bought out Fantasticorp, or they bought us from Fantasticorp, or I think Fantasticorp sold off assets, and we were in that group of sold off assets.
Well, because we're still working at Jamp.
Right, Jamp's not going anywhere, but the Asylum Group swooped in, and they built out a whole new wing of the company. Fantasticorp took the building that they were using away. So we are, I think we're being shown around a little bit today by Vero.
I don't know what this place is even.
Oh yeah, so this
is... You just told me to meet you here.
This is the new, I mean, so as you see, Jamp is still a little rickety building over here, and then there's this massive glass complex that's slapped onto the back of it. That's where we are now. We are at Asylum Holdings. LLC.
Oh, this is... I was confused because I thought this was a separate building.
No, it technically is. There's no way in to Asylum Holdings LLC from Jamp, but they are connected to each other.
I'll be honest, I'm still confused, but it's probably not important.
Dorsh, you can take your lavalier out of your mouth. You don't clip it onto like your lip.
This is
you're really right up on that microphone.
Okay,
yeah, Josh, I know you've been sucking on some Werther's caramels, but you don't need to suck on everything, buddy.
Well, once I found out about sucking candy, things haven't been the same.
Amen.
I'll just leave it at that.
Amen.
Well, you were just sucking whatever, and then you found out you could do it to candy.
Exactly. It's opened up a whole new world.
I saw you give Dwayne The Rock Johnson a handshake, and his fingers came out so pruney after that handshake.
Yeah, it was more like a mouth shake, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, those are not
clean,
as
though.
Sweet.
Clean as a whistle.
Oh, yeah.
Very
they went
sweet.
In real dirty, covered in oil.
Not very sweet.
No.
Yeah, he was doing an oil rig commercial.
Now, remind me why we're working with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and yet we still have this tiny, dinky building.
Well, we're not working with him. He's working on a project that we are working on.
Yes, but you'd think if we're working on Dwayne The Rock Johnson features, we'd have a better building than this.
Well, you can bring that up with...
There's a lot that doesn't add up. It's no reason to poke holes
This is the one thing I'm going to dig my heels in on.
Leo, we've worked with Timothée Chalamet. We've worked with Jessica
Chastain.
Yeah,
we almost killed him, and
kill him, and then he came back to life. He has a spaghetti neck.
He does have spaghetti neck.
Yeah, Timothée Chalamet, quick update on Tim Chal. His neck is slowly receding back into his body, but it is still comically long. But he is doing just fine.
He should see a chiropractor.
Or a chef.
But yeah, so I brought along the remote record equipment, and so let's kick this off. This is
Dorsch. I need you to... You're tangling me.
But this... Oh, sorry. This... Once I started sucking on this one, I lost track of all these other wires.
Just take the...
Now...
The cast has gone home and the crew's in control. Welcome to Cruise Control, the only podcast where we dive deep behind the camera
all
here at JMP
kind of
Productions,
left,
colon,
I can step
a property
over
the of the Asylum Group.
I was also
My
seeing
name
how
is
far
Grant
I could stretch
Lincoln.
Gum.
I am the great, great, great,
yeah,
great
why?
Grandson
no,
of Abraham Lincoln.
I just need you to focus
I am in charge
on me
of
for
props,
one second.
And I am in charge
this
of
is,
filling
I'll,
the vending machines. And
I'll step
I am
over the cold.
In charge of... Fixing the wall whenever it breaks.
Far
joining
away.
Me
no,
as
you
always
step there.
Are my
you
two
step
best
there.
Friends.
Just no,
why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
Leopold Bordeaux costumes. Dorsch, just step towards me a little bit,
Dorsch,
and I can step over.
I am in charge of stunts and quantum entanglement.
Dorsch, you can't stop. Gorsh has been slapping the word quantum in front of a lot of stuff lately because he heard it. and he knows it's like a sci-fi thing where they just sort of...
I know exactly what it means, and I use it right.
What does it mean, Dorsh? What does it mean? Dorsh, come towards me. I need you to take literally one step towards me. Okay. I can't move because I will be too far away from Grant. I need you to take one step towards me. I will step
over. I can do like more a flip, backflip to you.
That doesn't help me. No.
Dorsh,
you're choking. Dorsh, step towards me and we'll untangle Grant and then I will step over.
I'll cut this wire.
Untangling. No, don't cut the wire. Don't cut the wire. Here, I'll get the...
Hello, can I help you guys?
Boy, Kenya. Hi, this is, hi.
Grant, if you need a second to catch your breath, that's fine.
Yeah, sorry, thanks.
I think I scared you, and I didn't mean to scare you. It's just like...
Well, I think it was more he was almost choked to death, but...
Yeah, it sounds... Kind of I feel like that guy needs to step, like, one step away from this guy, and, like, you'll figure it out.
No, towards me.
Are you sure?
To
I think it's further.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Hi, I'm Leopold Bordeaux. I do costumes and wardrobe at Jamp Productions, and these are my co-workers, Grant Lincoln and my good friend Dorsh.
Hi there.
And we were told to come here and take a tour of the studio. We're going to be working with you in the future, as a sort of audio production house, on site, essentially, just sort of right near Jam.
Cool. Yeah. Like, what's up, dudes? Like, we have, this is like mostly where like there's a lot of audio recording that happens, and like, so you can go in like each of these little pods, you know, and like open all the doors, and like inside is like microphones and stuff, and like the little screens that you put in front of the microphone for like spittles and stuff.
Is that Mark Maron recording WTF?
Yeah, like be cool about it.
So he doesn't do it from his little garage or whatever the...
No, yeah, like he does from his garage sometimes, but like he's on the East Coast right now, so he's here.
Oh, we're on the East Coast.
We're on the East Coast. Okay, that's interesting to know.
And you said your name was Vera? Am I correct?
Oh, I don't think I said my name, bro, but it's on my name tag. Yeah, it says
you're the person we were supposed to meet.
Yeah, okay. Dude, I'm giving you the freaking tour. That's what I was telling you about the pods.
Gotcha. It's all making... Sorry, I was deprived of a lot of oxygen. I get it now.
This guy sounds like he's kind of being a baby. Like, I get choked all the time. It's, like, not a big deal.
At work or outside of
for business or for pleasure?
I'm sorry I brought it up, honestly.
Yes, it feels like something private that we now...
Did you mean choked up about sensitive topics?
Or did you mean like choked sexually?
Because honestly, we're fine with either. No judgment
we'll
here.
We'll just call it inaudible. Like, I shouldn't have said that. HR talked to me last week about oversharing with people. And I gotta try to like rein it in.
Hey,
Vera. Don't need to know everything, you know.
Vera, listen, Vera. It's okay. It's quantum. Okay, don't worry about.
Like a quantum asphyxiation.
Yeah, exactly.
That's when you're asphyxiated in two places at once, right?
Yeah, dude. Have you ever tried to do any kind of astral projections? I feel like.
I haven't.
I haven't tried. It happened to me.
Looks like that's what Mark Maron's doing over there. His eyes are rolled into his head.
Yeah, dude, look, he's glowing purple. It's crazy.
I'm not sure I see the purple so much.
Yeah, I'm not.
Oh, I'd really. You know what? That. I forgot I had my Aura shades on. Never mind.
I was going to say, those sunglasses are. I'm sort of a costume guy. Those are really
interesting
sunglasses.
I can tell by your
pencil
thin mustache, dude.
Oh, thank you. I actually used a pencil to measure.
Yeah, it's really precise.
Is that where my pencil went? Is that where my pencil went, and why when I found it again, it was covered in what looked to be facial hair?
It could be anyone.
There was little hairs.
I don't know
on
what
your pencil.
I don't know what your pencil looks like. I just know the
Click
office
on Duroga
has
number two.
Okay, doesn't narrow it down.
That's a really nice kind of pencil, man. They're like a little bit more expensive, but they're good pencils. They sharpen really even.
They do.
Yeah, I hear they only make those out of the oldest trees.
Damn, that's kind of sad when you think about it, right? Because like the rainforests are disappearing. That's crazy,
I don't know that Ticonderogas are coming from the rainforest, per se.
But if they're the oldest trees, then it's got to be the oldest trees, right?
Yeah. But it's still sad, regardless. Yeah. I think Ticonderoga is
it's sad. Freaking sad, dude.
It's very sad.
The oldest trees have the most stories, so... if a pencil is made from the oldest tree.
What the fuck are you talking about, dude? Like, what is the pencil gonna write its own story, dude?
Yeah.
Nah.
You know, sometimes I don't know if you're yourself an artist, Vero, but it's sort of that thing of sometimes as an artist, I will get my hands on a piece of fabric or something, and it will feel as if the fabric itself is crafting this elaborate costume, and I'm just the vessel, the vehicle by which the tools it uses to create this work of art. So it's not unprecedented that a pencil might feel or do the same to a writer or a sketcher.
Vero, now I can say it. Leo, what the fuck are you talking about?
I'm talking about art, Dorsch. You wouldn't understand. It's sort of a quantum thing, Dorsch.
It sounds
like Now I get it.
It sounds like you just like want to sound smart, dude. But no, I get what you're saying though. Like sometimes if I put up a
microphone, it's not true. I don't mind. I don't care about sounding smart. It's not true.
I beg to differ, man. Your little tiny mustache is telling me you want everyone to think that you're really smart.
No, I simply don't. I need these glasses.
You also pronounce your consonants in a way that makes me feel like you're condescending me.
Oh, no, that's not what's happening at all. No, this is just my regular voice, and it always has been, and it's since I was a little boy.
A little boy? Yeah, man, that's pretty...
Oh, yeah, you carry around a little, like, hit clip of a soundbite of you as a toddler, right, Leo?
Yeah, listen to this. Mother, may I have some milk? I loved milk back then.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Here's the picture. Little mustache, little pencil thin milk mustache.
Yeah, that's the winner.
Zoom that out on your phone.
No,
I'm zooming out. This is a 1982 advertisement for Hood milk.
Oh, Leo. Jesus, I'm old.
Damn, dude, you're older than me. That's crazy.
You caught me.
Were you the Hood boy?
I'm the Hood boy. You caught me. It's not that I...
Wow, I had no idea. It's not that I am
embarrassed about... It's not that I'm embarrassed about my accent and that I never really was a little boy. I'm just older than you think. It's nothing else other than that. I'm just older than you think, and that's what's embarrassing to me. Not that I couldn't find a picture of me as a young boy and have used this as that photo. I was the Hood boy. I loved being in this ad, and I looked just like this.
I'm sure we can dig up the ad.
Can we see the facilities a little bit? Can we see these pods, perhaps?
Oh, yeah. Let's let Mark Maron do his thing. Why don't you show us around?
Yeah, totally. Okay, so...
Hi, Mark.
No, don't talk to him, dude. He gets mad. He's, like, mad even when he's, like, kind of happy, so just, like, chill.
Whoa, he just flipped us off.
That's what I told you.
WTF was that?
That was pretty. All right.
Thank you.
So this is like the break room right here. And we've got some like dope snacks in the freezer. We actually keep our Uncrustables in there because it makes them like a delicious little dessert. You know, I don't really think they're like a good breakfast, man. But anyways, so in the fridge, that's my almond milk. It's got my name on it. It says Vero. Please don't drink it. I love my almond milk.
Grant.
Why are you slurping? Sorry,
Grant, leave the big gulp outside. You can't be trusted with it around the
Okay, the I'm equipment. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'll throw it.
Just
away.
A heads up, he will get thirsty though, Vero, and anything that doesn't have a name on it, he will try to drink later.
Oh yeah, if this is your almond milk or whatever kind of milk you said.
Just a heads up.
Almond, but you're going to have to put your name on it.
Yeah, man. I always put my name on my stuff. put your name on your snacks.
Oh, then we won't have a problem, I bet.
I mean,
oh, all right.
Well, I don't want to have a problem, but we could have one. And listen, I'll solve it. So just like watch out, all right?
Ooh.
Anyways, put your name on your snacks. And then if we go back into the next room, it's the boardroom. And so that doesn't mean that like you go in there and you're bored. It just means like that's where we have meetings and stuff like the.
That's quite fun.
Is that Jenga over there and in Monopoly too?
Yeah, dude. Sometimes we
classic board game Jenga.
I mean, we put a board under it, so I get what he's saying, man. It's a good one.
Cranium Kadoo in there as well.
Yeah. It's a tool that our HR department likes to use for conflict resolution, and it's actually been proven to be pretty fruitful.
So, like, if two people are fighting, they put them in here and lock the door, and they have to fight it out over sorry.
They can play sorry, Zurica. They can play Jenga, they can do Hungry Hungry Hippos. That one's a good one for getting out of aggression, because you just smack the buttons, you know?
Mm-hmm. That would be a good one for if someone drank someone else's almond milk or something of that nature.
Hey, don't even joke like that, dude. Because like, if he drinks my almond milk, I'm gonna have to hit him.
Put your name on.
Whoa, okay.
Whoa, wait, hold on.
He hasn't done it yet.
HR is okay with that?
Yeah, that's why we've got the foam bats in the corner.
Oh,
it seems as if for each game, there's almost a scenario at work that would be appropriate.
Yeah, like
sorry, obvious.
Monopoly.
Also somewhat obvious.
Financial. Jenga is what? You knock over someone's desk?
Damn, no. If you knock over somebody's desk, you have to actually spar. That's like pretty aggressive, man.
Yeah, that seems like...
You can't really accidentally do that.
Well, no, but I'm looking around this office, and I obviously would agree with you guys, but these desks are very wobbly.
Yeah.
So maybe if you're not looking, you bump into one, and you end up having to... sort of like an 80s bully scenario, where it's
you see the glass building from the outside, and you think, like, it's going to be really grandiose, but it's pretty cheap on the inside, man. If you jostle anything, it's just going to fall apart. So just, like, be gentle with our... furnitures and stuff. Like, don't try to body slam each other, man.
I think this desk is, I recognize this is what we use in the stunts. Like, most of the stuff in this room is stunt furniture.
Yeah, we've got like breakaway furniture.
Hang on, I'm just gonna help I'm gonna help myself to a glass of bubbly water. Oh, so are all of the glasses in these cabinets made out of sugar glass?
Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you. Use the plastic ones, because the glass ones, they'll just melt if you put water in them.
Okay, and good to know.
Can I suck on these?
Yeah, dude, I can tell that, like, your chin is kind of chapped. Like, you've been sucking a lot of stuff, man, and, like, you got carried away.
Your chin is chapped. Leo, what were you going to say?
I was just wondering, should I not touch the you know... parts of the wall with the squibs on them, or should I leave those alone, or what should I do about those? Because I don't want to mess with the wall breaking away if it's meant to break away, and I don't want to. I'm just not going to touch them.
Yeah, man. If you're not sure, just leave it alone, right? Don't go poking up.
Yeah,
there,
no.
Man.
It seems. Well, I didn't know. I was about to lean on the wall, and it looks like there are these little.
Hey, man. If you're leaning, you could be cleaning. So don't lean on stuff, man.
Whoa, okay. I have an Uncrustable question, and this is a real one. Do you ever toast an Uncrustable?
What?
And if so, is it not the best thing you've ever had? Like a toasted Uncrustable. Have you ever done it? For real. And we can cut this out.
Oh no.
But
no, man.
It's
you're
really
kind of
good.
Blowing my freaking mind right now. Like, what if I put a little butter on a pan and then
I know.
Whoa!
Like fry one up?
Dude.
A deep fried Uncrustable? It sounds delicious.
Oh my goodness.
You're blowing my freaking mind, man.
It's so good. Just putting him in the toaster for a bit.
In the toaster? Won't it leak out the bottom?
Well, if you have one of those flat toast, like a toaster with, you know,
a panini press?
A toaster oven?
No, a panini press would be
awesome.
Bro,
that's like a little oven. That's a toaster oven. That's not a toaster.
Yes, thank you. Yes. Well, I just haven't used like a 1940s press down pop up toaster since you
had that commercial when you were a little boy.
Yeah. When I was that age at that time.
I feel like you're kind of scarred by that hood ad, man.
You're
dancing around it in a way that makes me feel like if we interrogate it, we'll find something like bad, like a deep seated trauma.
They didn't make you don't wear do hoods, did they?
What? They didn't.
Hey, man.
Right, because I was.
Get your racist milk out of here, man.
Hey, it was a product of its time.
Damn, I didn't know we were just razzing you. That's real? That's crazy.
I was a child. I didn't know.
No wonder you keep that photo cropped.
Yes, of course I do.
Yeah, it's a tight crop.
But I keep it cropped in a way I can't figure out the screenshot, so I have to just zoom in before I show people. Because you've managed to work around it pretty quickly.
Yeah, you just pinch. Vero. What is your position here at Asylum Holdings?
I'm the head sound designer, man. I do all the sound for all the podcasts. I do signs for the films that we're making. So I'm in charge of all the boom mics. I keep all of the little fuzzy guys all clean.
I love the little fuzzy guys.
Yeah, man. They look like sometimes if I'm feeling kind of wacky, I wear them like eyebrows. Ah.
That's very fun.
We have a good time here, man. We're silly.
What else? What other silly stuff do you guys get up to?
Sometimes we'll take like the tape, like the duct tape, and we'll like our friend Manny falls asleep at his desk a lot, so we'll put some in his hair.
That's pretty funny.
Is Manny the guy over there who looks like he has a monk haircut? It's all no hair on top, hair on the sides.
Yeah, man, the last time we got carried away and he had to just shave it out.
His scalp looks like he left
the ring. He left the ring.
Well, it took him a long time to grow it out, you know, so he didn't want to get rid of it. He was really proud of his length, of his hair length.
Yeah, it's not a short. He has long hair, but it's just spotless on top.
You'd think he'd almost do a toupee.
It's almost a ponytail that's left. I can only imagine how luscious it once was.
Honestly, it was really beautiful hair. We all felt really bad about it because, like, I know he spent a lot of money. He was buying, like, shampoos from Sephora, dude. That stuff's expensive. And his hair was really beautiful. We just put too
much. Wait, it looks like it's Gorilla duct tape, not even the regular.
Yeah, dude, it's basically like cement on a strip, man.
You can tape together like lawn furniture with this.
Yeah, we found out it was for like weatherproofing pickup trucks, man.
I think I saw a YouTube video of this, and they tore someone's skin right off when they ripped it.
Yeah, so it was crazy.
Was just allowed on YouTube.
It said the warning, but
everything. Oh, whatever you want.
I'm surprised you got around the parental controls, Dorsch.
Yeah.
We had to put parental controls on Dorsch because he kept searching big boobs.
Oh my god, dude, you gotta do that on your phone. You can't just do that on the work computer.
That's what we said.
Yeah, we told him. We showed him how. We were sick and tired of him.
He said, and here's what he said, but how do I print them then?
Damn, you were trying to print out the boobies, dude? That's crazy.
Trying, but the printer doesn't work.
Get the right image and you print, then they could be actual real life size.
Hey, depending on how close the zoom was, you could have just said they were eyeballs.
I'm not as into eyeballs as much, so it wouldn't have been as believable.
Yeah, we had a poll in the office if you're a boob or a balls guy.
Eyeballs.
Yeah, boob or eyeballs.
Well, I think we should have made that more clear
in
the marketing.
Yeah.
Also, we shouldn't have done that.
No. It was very enlightening, though. We did learn a lot.
It was very interesting. Yeah. I think it was just not worth the legal trouble.
No, and then Snopes put out an article about it. It was
Snopes.
Hey, we
General
still
Snopes
got
Snopes from actual Star Wars?
General Snopes, yeah. General Snopes gave us three Sith Lords.
Whoa.
Because we were deceiving people.
Yeah, you were being bad boys.
With the results.
Wow.
So what's your favorite project that you're working on right now? Like, what are you currently designing sounds for?
Probably right now we're trying to invent a microphone that can still pick up Timothy Chalamet's voice through his spaghetti neck. Cause like sometimes when his like head gets wobbling, like the sound gets stuck in all of the little wiggles, you know? So we gotta find a microphone that can wiggle with his noodle neck.
You know,
well, he was sort of quiet and mealy mouthed before, you know, now I can't imagine it's gotten any better with spaghetti neck.
You should reach out to David Attleborough and ask him. That's a deep cut from a long time ago.
Listeners,
David Attleborough, and ask him what he used to capture the sounds of giraffes, because they have long necks.
Oh,
I would imagine that a similar microphone might pick up what you're
looking for. You know what they say. If you want to capture a long neck, you need a long mic.
That is what they say.
Nah, I never heard that.
Okay, never mind.
So what kind of progress are you making on this project? Sounds like you're working with R&D.
There's R&D here?
Yeah, dude, we got roots and dudes.
Well, that guy out there no longer has roots in his head.
Yeah,
he ripped those right out.
Ripped a man's roots, man. Mm-hmm. Crazy. Anyways, yeah, dude, so like I feel pretty good about it. I think we're making some good progress. We just gotta get a little more wiggle in the line, you know, but I think we're getting pretty close. Because, like, if you think about it, a spaghetti and a snake kind of wiggle the same if you shake them. So we're trying to use snake technology, and I think we're getting pretty close.
Snake tech.
So
are
you just shaking snakes to get this?
Yeah, dude, you got to shake the snakes. And so then the Asylum Group has been funding it. You know, we're really grateful that we get to.
Can I ask just how much money has been shoveled into this project?
I mean,
and I'm
like,
hoping it's not millions.
I mean, I don't know those particulars, you know,
but it is in defense of the company, just so we're all on the same page, it's taxpayer money.
Oh, 100%.
It's not like we're spending our own money on the snake tech. In any event.
Oh, thank God.
So I'm still confused. How does shaking the snakes, are you recording the sounds of the snake?
No, dude, we're trying to mimic the muscle movements and the fluidity of the wiggle, you know? And so by mimicking the muscular technology, the snake tech, if you will, right? That's how we're going to figure out how to wire the mic.
I count muscles as technology.
That is so quantum.
I know, no, dude. It transcends space and time, bro. But we're going to figure it out, okay? And so we're getting pretty close. We got some really muscular mic lines. And so I think it's going to really help.
Oof. Oof, I'm a goof. What's going on with these pods exactly? You described the recording situation as a pod.
Yeah, it's just like what I call them, but they're just like little rooms. They used to be changing rooms, but now they're like, now they're just like a little cubby for like 2-3 guys go in there and they can record a little podcast. We're trying to get more ladies in the podcast booths though, because there's enough dudes, you know?
Yes, 100%. You are not wrong.
That's, I think, a sort of a universal thing, is that too many guys have podcasts. And I say that as someone who is unwilling to stop doing either of his.
Yeah.
Wait, Leo, hold on. You have another podcast?
No.
Oh, wait, yes, you do. You're Fixing the Printer.
Oh, you know about that?
Fixing the Printer?
Shit.
I've barged in on it every time you've recorded.
Is that true? Yeah, that sounds right.
You should probably knock, dude.
You should knock. That's what I've been saying.
No,
you didn't. And you should stop taking my extension cords.
There, hey, put a sign up on the door. Write your name on the door, and I'll respect it.
I literally did.
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
It sounds like you guys need like to work on the boundaries in your relationship, man. Boundaries help us love each other better, right?
I love
you. We could go to the conference room.
Actually, there is. It doesn't look. Yeah.
So Vero, are you sort of aware of the plan? Because we've not been made aware of the plan sort of beyond we're going to be using one of these changing rooms to record now and then.
Yeah, now and then. Maybe once every, I don't know, year.
Well, who knows? Who knows what people's schedules are?
Well, as far as I know, as long as you sign up on the, have you been shown how to use the, I'm not going to show you how to use the website, but like if you can go in the website, you can just schedule your time in the pod room, right? And then that's how you can do it. But yeah, now that we own your podcast and you can use our studios, you just have to sign up for it.
I don't think you own our podcast.
Whatever the deal is, man. I just work on the mics.
Sure. Sorry.
Honestly, so rude.
How did you get into this industry, Vero?
Ooh, Dorsh asking a hard-hitting question.
It's on my notebook right here.
Oh. Well, when I was
Dorsh, that is a rock.
The rock candy.
Yeah, he's sucking it clean.
That doesn't make it any less crazy, guys.
Yeah, it looks like you chiseled it into the sugar. That's kind of impressive, dude.
It's gorgeous looking. Now that I got, the handwriting needs work, but
now that I got cool. This question out of the way.
Oh. Wow, that's how your lip gets chapped, huh? You just suck it out. That's wild, man. Your beard hairs don't choke you?
Yeah, I don't think we've mentioned this ever, but Dorsh's beard is unruly, unkempt, and way too long.
I think we spend, for the amount of time we spend describing how freakish each other look, I don't think anyone has any idea what any of us look like.
No.
Honestly, I'm not quite sure, and you're standing in front of me, so.
Exactly.
A few weeks back, Dorsh was super swollen, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, Dorsh, how did you end up losing all that swelling?
I cut out salt from my diet.
Dorsh, you are dripping wet.
Yeah, I was consuming. It turns out this one part of my diet in the morning, I was, instead of sugar, I was using salt for everything.
In your coffee?
So, oh, no.
In your coffee,
everything,
too?
Everything.
Whoa,
everything.
Man.
I thought the milk was just spoiled.
Then you didn't never think maybe I should get a new cup or like investigate further? You just accepted it?
Wait, Dorsh, try some of this almond milk.
Hey, that's mine. It has my name.
Oh, all right.
Ooh,
hey,
too
my
sweet.
Apologies.
That's way too sweet. Wait, Vero, I ask you a question, and now we're talking about my beard. How did you get into this? Everyone liked my question, but nobody wants to answer my question.
Well, you know, it's like kind of tricky, man. I started doing it in high school. My tios all had a band, and so I would record their music, you know, so that they could put out on their SoundCloud. They wanted to have their Tejano band take the airwaves on SoundCloud, but it turned out they weren't very good at being musicians, but I was very good at recording them. So that's kind of how I got started.
What is a Tejano band?
Yeah.
Oh, Tejano music, man. It's like a whole movement and a vibe, dude. It's like, it's kind of like mariachi music a little bit, but from Texas. And so it's got like American influences also. And like, they play songs called corridas, just like, you could like Google it. I don't want to do a whole.
Yeah, I didn't mean to ask you to describe a whole genre of music to me. I'll figure it out. I should have just guessed. It's Texas in Spanish. Could have
Gavin,
sort of worked backwards.
Gavin, can you splice in a little bit of what is it? Tejano?
Tejano. It's spelled
Gavin,
like T-E-J-A-S. Wait, no, that's Tejas.
Right.
No,
that's Tejas.
T-E-J-A-S. N-O, Tejano.
Tejano.
All right. Well, here, let's put in a little bit of Tejano right here, Cap.
Oh, no, no, I don't care for it. Turn it off. Turn it off.
Hey, okay. That's kind of rude, man, but whatever. Anyways, their band wasn't very good, but I really learned how to you know, mix the levels and stuff, and I got an internship in college working in a sound booth, and then the Asylum group was hiring, you know, and they said...
Hold on. You got an internship in college working in a sound booth?
Yeah, man, like a sound studio, like a recording studio.
Okay.
Not like a room full of sound, man.
Not like a phone booth, but just it made noises.
I'm sorry. Yeah, like a recording studio.
Yeah, sorry, that was such a reach to figure out. You got to be more specific with these guys.
I'm learning that, man. That's okay, right? We all go at our own pace. But anyway, so I was working at this recording studio, and then for my internship, and then I found out that the Asylum group was hiring, and they needed a sound designer. So I threw my resume into the ring, you know, and they chose me.
That's how we all got hired.
Yeah, man.
That's how Jamp hired us too. You just throw your resume in a pit,
and then whichever one floats, that's who they hire.
Yeah,
it's honestly, you know, if you thought the job application process was not frustrating enough in the current era, this is it drives people insane, and and I think it makes it so you get the best employees, the ones who know what sort of papers to use and you know, inks and such.
Thick paper sink, thin paper win. I think I've heard that before.
I think you have too, yes.
I think you've heard it as well.
It sounds like I did hear it at some time, dude.
It definitely sounds like something you have heard.
Yeah, I don't think you would have made that up.
It would be too weird of a thing to make up.
You said 75% confidence, so I think you believed it.
And that's more than 50.
It is.
So it's more likely that he... Anyway. Doris, you were saying.
Oh, I really want to eat this candy. So if I could just say this question to you, which of these is your favorite button on that soundboard thing?
My favorite button is probably this one, but it's in this little case and it says don't ever press it. So I can't press it, but I really want to, man.
And what? Do you have any idea what happens when?
Yeah, it's the disco when it button.
Is pressed? Have you?
Why would they keep such a button locked away?
Is there a Tejano button?
Yeah, it's over there.
Oh. So small and far away.
Yeah. I mean, you heard a sample of it, right? It's like for there. A very niche group of people. And... So, you know, I mean, I like it, but it's not for everybody. And we recognize that, you know, as much as we love it. Anyways. This button here is for the disco party, and if you hit it, then a mirror ball comes down, and all the lights get dim, and we get some strobe lights. But it's because one of the guys in the next room, Chet, he's got epilepsy, so we can't turn on the lasers.
So before Chad was hired, it was just party all the
time? It
was
Party Central, man. It was like the Venga Boys. We like to party, right? But then, we hired Chet, and anyways, sometimes like when he calls out sick, it's like, well, he's already sick, right? So then we party when he's not there. But when he's in the office, we gotta keep it covered.
We should.
So, but you said
fired. But I was just gonna say we should get them fired. But
oh, we definitely should.
We will.
But you said you've never pressed the button before. What is the criteria for pressing the disco button then?
I see you're wearing a key around a chain on your neck.
Yeah, dude, it's for when Chet's not here, so that when he's not here, I can unlock it and we can party, but he's here today, so I don't want to kill him.
But you said you never got to press it. So
no, dude, I said that I had, what? I said that we're not allowed to press it right now.
Oh, I thought you personally had never pressed it.
To press it, but it's my favorite one.
Okay, that's my mistake.
Well, I think I did also see Manny wearing a key on a chain around his neck. Is this a two-key operation where multiple people have to turn keys at the same time in order for the glass box around the button to...
Nah, raise? Dude, it's freaking the Asylum Group, not Mission Impossible, man.
Oh, all right.
We're just trying to keep this one guy just from having a seizure, man. We're not trying to shut down the whole party forever.
So everyone just has a key to this box?
No, Manny's is for another box.
Oh, what's that one for?
I don't know. It's a secret. Only the key holder knows what it's for, right?
I did see a guy I walked past with that shirt that said, "Please don't give me any sugar. I have diabetes." So I wonder if that other key.
Oh, maybe it's sugar. It's for the sugar cabinet. I wondered why I couldn't open it the other day.
It sounds as if your solution to all of these problems is becoming just, you know, stuff. Instead of being like, oh, what's a way we can do this where it's acceptable and everyone can have fun with it? It is, these people are going to destroy themselves if they have access to these things. We need to lock them away.
Well, you know, dude, it's kind of like an exclusion diet, right? Like, you have to totally cut something out and then you little by little introduce it. And so right now we're at the cut it out phase. And so maybe one day the owners of the Asylum Group will say that we're ready, but we have to prove that we're worthy before we can move on to the reintroduction phase.
So before the Asylum Group came into it, was there no oversight?
Yeah, man, like, it was like bedlam. There was parties and sugar on everything. And then there was like a guy that was just like naked a lot. And we didn't really like it, but whatever.
Where did you lock away to prevent that?
Well, we...
Or did you lock his clothes on him?
Yeah, dude, you know, like, he's got little locks on all the openings of his clothes, and then his shirt is locked to his pants.
The valet also, I noticed, had a Nicorette patch. Not that that's something that matters to me, but is that part of the lock system, or is that an out of the office?
It got tricky with the weed for a while. We had a cigarette cabinet, but then it's like federally and legally in the state of
where we are, of course.
It became illegal, and so they had to get rid of it. And so now that closet, like this cabinet, opened it, kind of smells like tobacco, huh?
It does smell like tobacco.
Brings
but I can't
me back
open
to
it.
My days in Cuba.
You were in Cuba?
Right, when were you in Cuba?
I spent a summer in Cuba. Didn't I tell you about this?
Look, dude, going on a trip with your grandma and having a sandwich doesn't mean you went to Cuba.
Oh. Is that what happened, Grant?
It is. I thought I set my personal blog to private.
Yeah, I've been reading it for a while. I thought it might be you, but I didn't want to be a fangirl, you know? But I read it. I read a lot of it.
Wow. Okay. What are your thoughts on my most recent post?
I just feel like you should like yourself more, man. Just like be easy on yourself. You know, there's enough harsh critics in the world, man. Don't be one of them on yourself.
Is this the grocery store thing you were telling us about?
Yeah. It was actually.
Okay. So, I mean, that was what we said too. Was like, why would you? You deserve to be able to check out just like everyone else, just because you don't make yourself such a victim that you let everyone at the grocery store cut you.
Oh, no, but they have more things in their carts.
Grant, you were there for 6 hours.
Yeah, but like, wouldn't you feel good if someone else let you go in front of them?
Nah, dude, I'd start to feel bad for him. I mean, if you were just standing there for 6 hours at the end of the aisle and then people still kept going in front of you, that's kind of messed up, man.
Well,
it just makes everyone in the grocery store sad and everyone at work where you were needed that day really upset and hungry because they didn't have their sandwiches.
Well, I also then had to go back the next day to return what was... See, I got home and I opened up my pint of Ben & Jerry's and it was just liquid. So I went back to the supermarket and returned it. But I waited for everyone else to do their returns. It was a whole thing.
You know, man.
You're a pussy, Grant.
There's a difference between being nice and being a people pleaser. And if you're a people pleaser, you're going to get walked on every time, man. You got to have respect for yourself.
I couldn't agree more, Vera. Couldn't agree more, Vera.
Okay. All right. I'll try to please less people.
Okay. Don't say it like that, though, dude. You're being passive aggressive. Okay.
I know. This guy. Vera, I feel like we get each other.
Yeah, man. We got like a sick vibe going, man.
We got a good vibe going. Do you want to go get lunch?
Oh, yeah. There's a, you know what? There's actually right around the corner, there's a torta place. Yeah, let's go.
Oh, I love let's get some torta.
Well, torta is not really for me, but I'm happy to get out of here. I don't like the music of those places.
That sounds vaguely racist, dude.
It's certainly not. It's not. And
no, Leo has an ear thing. He has.
I have an ear thing, and I was just a little boy when I did those ads. And
all right. Well,
it's just a quantum thing.
It sounds like we're all going to get some tortas.
Well, I guess. Fine.
I'm going to stay here and I'm going to play with that open cabinet of machine guns.
Dorsh! No,
Dorsh, come on!
Dorsh, you got to come with us!
Towards me! Towards me! Towards me!
Oh, you're choking that guy. You got to get closer.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Well, before Dorsh changes his mind, whew, looks like there's a week's worth of traffic up ahead.
Dorsh,
so click
stop
off
playing with the cabinet.
Control,
I need you to come
and
over
we
this
will
way.
Talk to
so we can
you
untangle
next
us
week.
And then we can go. Dorsh, come on! Okay, now you're doing it on purpose. Now I know you're doing
with this one more time. Mark! Dorsh, Mark! Mark!
Oh, he flipped us off again.